Paws and Claws time on WATD. We do it every Tuesday at this time. And on the second Tuesday of the month, we get to check in with our friends at Cape Cod Veterinary Specialists, CapeCodVetSpecialists.com. Paws and Claws on WATD is sponsored by our good friends over at the Clean Team. And let me tell you, even the best pets can't clean up their own mess. Call the Clean Team to take care of fur, furniture, paw tracks, tiles, and all sorts of catastrophes and doggy dilemmas. Visit thecleanteam.net, thecleanteam.net. And our special guest this month, we're excited to have her back on the program from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist, Lorelei DeVolio. Lorelei, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Great to have you back on WATD. And so this month we're going to focus on exotic pets and why should exotic pets have annual wellness exams. All right, so fill us in, Lorelei.
Thanks so much for having me. This is a topic very near and dear to my heart as an exotic pet owner. And I think it's an important one because most people who buy or adopt or rescue dogs and cats know that one of their first stops is going to be the vet. They have to get their pet vaccinated, maybe spayed and neutered. They need to get heartworm prevention, and they need to learn, you know, best diet for their dog and cat and all that good stuff. For some reason, in the exotic pet world, people adopt, rescue, or purchase their exotic animals, whether it's a chameleon or a guinea pig or a parrot, and that's not on their radar to bring them to the vet for a wellness exam, primarily because we don't vaccinate a lot of these animals, although we do vaccinate some. And the pet store generally gives them a care sheet and says, this is what you need. And a lot of people, it's just not on their radar that they have to go or should go to the vet for wellness.
All right. So, and yeah. Oh, I was going to say, okay, because you feel like cats and dogs, we kind of have that, you know, over and over again, we hear about the marketing and the messaging, but you're saying most of the time you get a sheet and they're kind of just, you know, you just kind of take it from there.
Exactly. They buy like a starter kit for parakeets and, you know, they think they've got all they need. And again, like they don't, it's not on their radar that these animals might need or require some more medical care or information. And so they just end up thinking about vets as like a last resort when these animals get sick. That's the scary part, is that, you know, the majority of what we do in exotic animal medicine, when we have the opportunity to educate people properly at annual wellnesses, is prevent those things from happening. And that's where I think it is so important for us to see these animals and put our hands on them at least once a year.
Okay. Now, it would be everything you think basically for no matter what the type of animal is, once a year is a good starting point, right?
Well, think about it. When you get an animal, like, again, for example, a chameleon, these are animals that are not native to any part of the world near us. And they require such complicated and unique care. And most of these animals are purchased from pet stores or reptile expos. And they just don't, people buy them often for their kids because they're fascinated by them, as they are fascinating, amazing animals. Mm-hmm. And they just don't realize what is required to keep them healthy, whether it's the kind of lighting, the kind of humidity, the kind of food, how to offer them water. So we spend a lot of our time at our annual exams not necessarily doing vaccines and things, but teaching them how to prevent, you know, illnesses that are caused by the results of not housing them or feeding them properly.
Yeah, because, for most of us, we don't have the background as someone like yourself. So I imagine, you know, you see things and, you know, with one animal, it may not be the exact sign that you're looking for in another creature. So you need to kind of tell people maybe, and as you go along, to maybe what else you need to be looking for.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I mean, you know, rabbits, for example, are obligate herbivores. They only eat grasses and hays. And that's really different from most people who are used to feeding dogs and cats. So having, you know, an education so people know that, you know, for a rabbit, they can't vomit. And they, you know, tend to need to poop kind of all day long and eat all day long. And their habits, you know, sometimes they're most active at dawn and dusk. And these are things that they may not expect. And learning signs of illness is something that they may, you know, need help with, because dogs and cats show very different signs of illness than these animals.
All right. So what are the general things that people should be looking for? You're saying, obviously, if you haven't, you should set up one of those annual wellness visits, and then that gives you a chance to kind of go in and talk about these things?
Yeah. I mean, we love to put our hands on these animals, not only to, you know, so here at Cape Cod Vet Specialists, our primary exams are an hour long, and we spend at least half of that time talking to people about their home care, everything from how they house their animal, how they feed them, to behavioral issues and questions they might have. And it is such a worthwhile time spent with people, just getting to know their pet and understanding the best way to care for them. And then the second part of that hour-long process is a physical exam with our specialist. And that is where we get to actually say, hey, maybe you didn't realize it, but your pet actually has a little problem here. Or maybe this is something that you didn't recognize wasn't normal, but it actually isn't quite normal. And we get the opportunity to see things that, you know, an owner may not know. I mean, really, like, how would an owner know if there's a problem going on internally in their snake? You know, it's something that they probably wouldn't see for, like, you know, on again, their dog or cat. It's just a very different thing. And I think the value of it is so huge when you consider the things that we can teach people about and find and hopefully prevent on these exotic animals.
Yeah. How do you know what's going on inside the snake? I don't know. Can you X-ray anything?
Exactly.
Can I X-ray a snake?
Oh my gosh, we do X-rays and CT scans and ultrasounds. You know, these animals, like, people are often surprised at what we can do to help these animals. We do recommend things like annual blood work on a lot of these patients. We detect underlying kidney problems. We detect reproductive issues. And all of these are problems that we can address through medical care or changes in their environment. And it's super, super helpful. And I really encourage people to think about these animals in the same way they would about their dogs or cats. You know, they're every bit as valuable. Those of you who own these animals know that you can become just as attached to your pet hedgehog as you can to your golden retriever.
Yeah, no, good point. It's important, because I think you're right. They're probably, you know, some people that have bought these animals buy them for a specific reason, and they know and love them. But others, I know we might be guilty of this, where we're buying it to please our child, and we may not really fully understand all these things ourselves. So I think it's important to kind of have that reminder, and that's what's great. So, Lorelei, thanks for bringing that up this week.
My gosh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to just put the message out there for everybody.
Yeah, and Lorelei, remind us again, because I know you said you're an exotic pet. What animals do you have again? Can you remind me?
Yeah, so I have three parrots that I've rescued over many, many years. I have a conure, I have an Amazon parrot, and I have a macaw, and they've come to me through different pathways, and they have their own handicaps and problems, and they're certainly a handful.
Wow. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. Well, I'm glad they have a great place to live now, and Lorelei DeVolio has been with us from Cape Cod Veterinary Specialist, and you can find out more at CapeCodVetSpecialist.com. And they join us on the second Tuesday of every month for Paws and Claws. Lorelei DeVolio. Lorelei, thank you so much.
It was my pleasure. You take care.
You too. And that's our Paws and Claws segment on WATD.